Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Pella Christian Grade School Principal David DeYoung. And we're going to be talking about a kind of momentous thing here in Pella. Pella Christian Grade School has been here now for, we're going into the 100th year. There are, of course, some things to celebrate there, and the school has grown a lot, and so has the town. And first and foremost, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. I appreciate an opportunity to talk about something that I'm very excited about.
So 100 years of school, that's a long time. Is there anything special that you're doing for this century of school progress?
Yeah, our biggest event is going to be on July 6, 7, and 8. And that's actually going to be our 100-year celebration. And it's going to be a pretty big deal. And we have about 40 people meeting each month to prepare for these 3 days.
A 100-year celebration this summer. And it's going to be a big thing, right? You're trying to get everybody to come, really.
Right. Yeah, the event is for the entire community. We are going to have food and programs and lots of entertainment for students and kids and people of all ages. I'm very excited for July 6, 7, and 8.
So looking back now, I mean, we've got a long history to cover here, but when Pella Christian Grade School was founded, it was a much smaller operation. There's a picture on your website of the original building, and it's basically a house. Things have progressed quite a bit since then. What would you like to highlight in the 100-year history of Pella Christian?
Well, the biggest thing that sticks out for me is just understanding God's faithfulness throughout the last 100 years. As I sit back and reflect on that, I've only been here for 5 years, and I love being here, and I'm just amazed to know how many people have actually gone through this building, have served at this building, have volunteered here, and just thinking about how many people have been involved in Pella Christian Grade School over the last 100 years is just amazing to me. Yeah, I know that we just had a chapel with our kindergarten through 8th grade students, and we were celebrating the first day that Pella Christian Grade School opened its doors. And that was 99 years ago last week. So that's something pretty exciting. And I was just looking at the pictures on the wall right in our front entryway. And our first graduating class had 15 students. Now, just in our building right now, we're able to serve 474 students. So that's incredible growth. And there's a lot of people that are willing to sacrifice for Pella Christian Grade School and our mission here.
And, of course, over those 100 years, there's been lots that come about in Pella. Vermeer is in their 60s, and, of course, Pella Corporation and others. And there's been lots of support for Pella Christian.
The support is absolutely incredible. When I first started here 4 or 5 years ago, we were discussing some of the issues that we needed to work through. And one that came to the top was that we did not have enough parking for volunteers in front of our school. So we've gone through 2 phases of parking projects. Just to have enough space when people drive here to serve, whether they're reading to our students or whether they're helping teachers or they're working with students in small groups, we have an opportunity for lots of people to be in our building at the same time.
So you have this 100th anniversary steering committee. What is that group like? What are you guys planning there?
Our 100-year anniversary steering committee is led by Judy Voss. She's the chairperson. And we have other members on the committee, Carol and Kathy Hoxbergen, Judy DeVries, Javen Workham, and Mona Rosaboom. And they meet monthly to prepare for the actual celebration on July 6, 7, and 8, and also a bunch of smaller events leading up to that. And they actually have subcommittees. They have a publicity committee, a finance committee, a program committee, a booklet committee, a history archive committee, a food committee, and Saturday activities committee. So that's a lot of committees that meet, and that's a lot of people preparing for this event that should give you an idea of how big of a deal it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is you've already sort of celebrated this to an extent. You had all your students pose for a 100-year photograph, which is a pretty cool one, and that'll be up on our website, KNIAKRLS.com, as well, of course, on your website. Can you tell us a little bit about how you guys went about that? Because the logistics of dealing with all those students has to be interesting.
Yeah, that's a great picture, and that was a great day. What we did is we took all of our students, and we dressed them up in either white shirts or maroon shirts, and we had them all line up in the shape of a 1, a 0, and a 0, and we were able to take pictures from an airplane. Shane Vandevort and Classic Aviation were able to take some pictures for us, and also we took some pictures from a crane, so that way we could get some aerial photos of all of our students participating in the celebration.
Yeah, it's very cool, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people around here that are very proud of you guys and hope that you'll go for another 100 years. So,
you know, as long as we continue to stay focused on our mission statement ends with challenging students to develop their individual God-given gifts for a life of service in God's kingdom. And that's incredibly important that we stay focused on that. And it's all about training up this next generation of students.
Excellent. Well, once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This has been Let's Talk Pella. We sat down with David DeYoung, principal at Pella Christian Grade School. And like I said, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much, Evan.
You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.